going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey, welcome back. Beamer in for Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy to be joined by State Senator, my State Senator, Pat Gallivan. Senator Gallivan, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing today?
Doing all right so far. Before we get to the act that passed yesterday, we just heard a sound clip from Sean Ryan, from State Senator Sean Ryan. We know he's running for mayor of Buffalo, and speaking out against ICE raids in the city of Buffalo throughout New York State. What are your thoughts on your friends on the other side of the aisle speaking out to the ICE raids across the country?
Well, I'm not so sure what has taken place in Buffalo. I don't know all the details of what's going on across the country. But what I would say is we have an entity that's charged with enforcing, in this case, federal statute, the Immigration and Customs Laws, and they have a responsibility to do that. I don't know that it's appropriate for me as a New York State senator elected by my constituents to be their voice and represent them in Albany to tell people what they should think about the federal government. But nonetheless, I'm troubled by calls for not supporting federal law enforcement, where we see the sanctuary cities or we see proposed laws in New York State that would prevent cooperation between local and federal law enforcement authorities. But I just don't know enough about the details of what took place in Buffalo to comment on it.
Now, Senator, yesterday the Medical Aid in Dying Act passed in Albany. You were one of 27 that voted against it. What was your main concern with this bill?
I have many concerns. I don't know that anyone jumps out, but we know that science is inexact, and somebody who might be diagnosed with something that's problematic today, 2 years from now, there could be a cure for, or science will have come along that can treat it effectively. I don't think that there's enough safeguards in this particular bill to protect individuals making these decisions. I've got concerns about a doctor-patient relationship. An individual essentially could go doctor shopping. There's no requirement that they go to their own physician. The evaluations of the patient can be done by teleconference. There's no requirement of a mental health evaluation. There's many, many different issues with it. But I think at its basic core, my belief, many people's belief, is doctors are there to help people, to do no harm, their Hippocratic oath. And now we're asking them to make a decision to help somebody kill themselves. And I just don't think that's right. We've seen what's taken place up in Canada. But the slippery slope, so to speak, they started with people that had terminal illnesses, and they have now since moved to non-terminal illnesses where people are able to be assisted in making a decision to commit suicide or whatever it might be. So I think there's problems with it, and I feel terrible for the individuals who suffer. We don't want anybody to suffer. We want to minimize suffering where we can, but we're making decisions about making the decision to say, I am going to help you kill yourself, I just don't think that's appropriate.
You mentioned Dr. Shopping and the lack of safeguards. In this bill, is there any safeguards on it? I mean, I know you have to be terminally ill or deemed terminally ill by a doctor, but is that pretty much the only justification for getting this pill?
Well, in simple terms, it's a several-step process. An individual has to be diagnosed as with a terminal illness within six months of death. They then ultimately have to be examined. There has to be a couple witnesses. They have to be examined by two physicians. The physician then makes the determination on their mental competency and then can write a prescription for the individual to take. The individual ultimately takes that prescription themselves. The doctors do not administer the prescription. The patient has to do it themselves. And it's essentially the process. There's very little oversight. There is no real chain of custody of the drugs. What if the patient doesn't take all of the drugs? What if the patient changed their mind? What's done with it? But there's a process in place that people advocating for the bill feel is sufficient. I just don't think that it is.
My co-host on the morning show, Brian Mazurowski, you know, he pointed to two other things that the state of New York, obviously not as serious as this, but, you know, marijuana, recreational marijuana and sports gambling, and how some would say those two things have gotten out of control in New York State. Do you agree with his fear that this could, like those two things, in some people's eyes, get out of control?
I'll give it a parallel. I think this is a slippery slope. It could lead to many unintended consequences and go in a place that we don't want. We started, as far as marijuana goes, with medical marijuana, and people said, well, that's all it's going to be is medical marijuana. No big deal. We should show compassion. And so that was passed. And now we have full-blown recreation marijuana. I think that the best parallel is a good parallel is Canada. They started out with the medical aid in dying for those that have terminal illnesses only. They have now expanded beyond that. And I think at the beginning, they had roughly 3,000 individuals that did this per year. Now I think they're up to 15,000 per year. And you raise questions up in Canada because it's the national health insurance, government-paid health insurance. Are these decisions being made for health reasons, or are they being made for financial reasons? And I think that's a danger of where we can go in New York. We're not there with this bill, but I think it opens the door to going to a very bad place in New York. But we look at elderly populations, you look at special needs populations, you look at other vulnerable populations, individuals that don't have family members who love them. I just think it opens the door to many things and is fraught with danger as we move forward.
Senator, I got to agree with you. And before I let you go, I've got to throw you a curveball and ask, well, not too much of a curveball, but ask you about, I know we're about a month removed from the budget being passed. What were your concerns with the New York State budget of 2026?
Affordability. I think we just spend too much money. We increased our budget this year by $15 billion, I think it was, when we're facing potential federal cuts. We just can't sustain spending at the rate that we're spending it and putting on the backs of all our taxpayers statewide. I don't think we've done enough to make sufficient changes in public safety. I do think there were some good things in the budget. There's no doubt about that. But I think the biggest concern is spending. New York is becoming less and less affordable. People are leaving. That's problematic. I think we need to be more responsible with our spending, and certainly more respectful to the taxpayer.
State Senator Pat Gallivan, as always, thank you so much for joining me on such short notice. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Joe, thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.